Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, how do the words Ghost of Tsushima... How do the words Ghost of Tsushima strike you?
They strike me like a iron fist to the chop, Scott, in a good way, though. Don't know where I was going for that. I was going to go for a samurai strike, but then it turned into a fist. I love Ghost of Tsushima, Scott, and I want more of it. So what have you got for me?
Well, it turns out that over on Sucker Punch's Cinematic Creative Directors LinkedIn, this dude called Dave Malloy, great name, by the way, he updated his LinkedIn profile to show that he's presently working on Ghost of Tsushima on Sony PS5, which a lot of people went, does that mean you're doing another full-on PS5 thing? And he went, and he changed the LinkedIn profile. So now it says, presently working on Ghost of Tsushima for Sony PlayStation. So obviously the smoking gun being the PS5 component. Maybe it's a sequel. It most likely is a sequel. Or it could be some sort of maybe full PS5 version of the game. Because right now, even though Ghost of Tsushima is one of the rare first-party titles that runs extremely well on PS5, it upscales itself to 4K60 if you want it, and HDR. It doesn't have if you go on the dashboard on the PS5, it still says PS4 next to it, so you're still playing the PlayStation 4 version. And I wonder if they could do some sort of legacy edition or whatever version of it, call it a proper PS5 release, bundle in a bunch of different unlocks for the Legends mode or something. Or it's going to be a full-on sequel because, as is noted last year, they put a hiring call out for a narrative writer, saying they were looking for people with a desire to write stories set in feudal Japan. So either there's more stories coming to the multiplayer mode, or it's a full-on sequel.
Why not both, Scott? Why not both? Why not continue the multiplayer into the PS5 era, tide people over, and then deliver a proper Ghost of Tsushima 2 sooner rather than later? I think when it comes to a full sequel, it is completely inevitable because Ghost of Tsushima not only landed with fans, was really well received by PlayStation players, it also was a smash with sales as well. Like, it was one of the biggest new franchise launches Sony has ever had. So we're definitely going to get it. And I feel like with, I can't remember who exactly said this, but someone at Sony was talking about how they were wanting quicker turnarounds for their projects, more or less.
Sean Layden dove into that stuff when he left.
Right. Yes, Sean Layden back in the day was hoping for like tighter turnarounds. And I think we've kind of seen that with the likes of God of War, not getting any DLC and just barreling headfirst into the sequel. Presumably, that's what's happening with Days Gone as well, because we didn't get any expansion packs for that either. Presumably, development just quickly started on the sequel, and it seems like something potentially similar is happening here, and I would be totally fine for that, because while I do love expansion packs, if it means I get a full-on sequel earlier that's still of a high quality, I'm more interested in that personally.
One question, Josh Brown, do you think it'll be cross-gen?
No, ooh, but only because I feel like we're quite a few ways off from this. Ghost of Tsushima is this huge, big open world franchise, presumably going forward, and they take a long time to make. Like, if you look at Horizon Zero Dawn, that's taken, will be 4 years-ish by the time you get a sequel. These games are big. If we skip forward potentially 3 or 4 years to the point where Ghost of Tsushima 2 looks like it's going to come out, I feel like that will be enough time to have consolidated the PlayStation 5 player base, so it won't have to be crossplay. Like, I can't see Sony continuing this crossplay gimmick after the end of last year. Like, that just seems way too far in the future. And they've got to cut ties eventually. Like, for as much as they do want to continue supporting the PlayStation 4, it's just the natural cycle of generations that eventually we have to kind of like cut ties and be like, right, we're focusing entirely on this new machine. Hopefully, it has enough players to justify the cost of these games.
I feel like God of War is going to be the last one for that. I know they still haven't said, but they won't say otherwise. So it very much feels like God of War is going to be on PS4 as well. That'll be their big send-off for PS4 players, which would be really cool. And obviously, you get the PS5 version too. I wonder, though, like the DNA of Tsushima, like, I wonder what you change with that game. Like, I love that thing once it got going. Or just like that was my like game of the year last year. I think it's just phenomenal. And I wonder how much you flesh that out. Do you go down the combat route? You kind of make it more a bit more like For Honor and you do more with the duels? Or do you flesh more of the open world stuff out and continue down that route of like the Pathless and Breath of the Wild and Immortals and just kind of have like an open world of just stuff to find, but you don't really, you flesh out the wind system? I guess it's like, what would you want from like a sequel to Tsushima?
For me, it's definitely fleshing out the open world elements because they were almost there for me in the original game. Like, I love the stuff with the wind, genuinely. I love not having a mini map that I was constantly checking. You know, obviously there's the big map, but having just the wind guide you to points of interest. And I thought some of those points of interest were genuinely really fascinating and slightly different from what you usually get. Like, I loved composing the haiku, like, every single time I found one of those locations. The foxes, less so. I would like more variety in kind of the structure of how that content is presented and what you're actually doing. So if they made it a little bit more freeform, a little bit more unique, like they could honestly for me have fewer like activities to do, but if they're more unique, it makes them a bit more personal and more impactful. Like Ghost of Tsushima, for as much as I loved it, felt like a game that had one foot in the future and also kind of like one foot in the past in terms of design.
Safe.
Yeah, in a lot of ways it was quite safe, but for me they nailed the story, they nailed the characters, they nailed the presentation, they nailed the combat, absolutely. And it's just kind of like those extra, quote-unquote, or side aspects that need to be raised up to that level for me to just think it's a complete, utter, like, 10 out of 10 home run, because it was almost there for me at the time, just like those small issues kind of like dragging it down a little bit.
It's a strange thing because, like, I've seen it, like, obviously, since it came out, there's been so many different pieces on it, so many different videos and talking points and everything. And I get the negative that, like, it's just Assassin's Creed in Japan, that they were taking so much. I mean, that's what I thought it was going to be beforehand when I saw the initial trailers, when he was just hiding in the tall grass and taking dudes out and, like, swinging around and stuff. And I was like, it kind of just feels like you've taken the Ubisoft template and put it in Japan. But for me, the thing that elevated it so much was the characters, it was the world building. Like, it was just the fact that any frame of that game was absolutely gorgeous. You could hang it on a wall, and that whole idea of Jin Sakai having to become the ghost to free his country, and how far down that route does he go, and does he even have any honor by the end of it, and things like that. Like, I loved all that stuff, and I thought that, like, I'm not going to obviously spoil the way that game ends, but the way that thing goes had a little bit of The Last of Us 2 in it, in terms of the way that that story goes, which people who've played both will know what I mean. And I want them to flesh that stuff out, but I also wonder where the hell you even go after those plot points have happened. Like, what do you even do in a sequel that can be anywhere near as meaningful as the first story?
That's kind of what I was wondering as well. Again, no spoilers, but when I got to the very end, and obviously you can pick up and play afterwards, I was kind of, I wouldn't like to be whoever's writing the next game, because it's such a daunting task of where do you take this story next? Like, do you even stay in Tsushima? Do you go to a different location? Like, how do you
I guess you can't go to a different location because of the name.
Well, it's true, but I suppose they got around that with Arkham Asylum, you know what I mean? Make it Arkham City, a version of that, whatever. But it's funny that you mentioned Assassin's Creed, because I'm playing through Valhalla right now, and while I'm enjoying that game, it makes me appreciate Ghost of Tsushima even more, because while there are a lot of surface level similarities between the two, Tsushima just manages to take that structure and that format, and even the same visual cues and kind of UI design, I guess, and just like manages to elevate it, because it comes together in a much more cohesive, directed way, which is what I want them to maintain for this next game. Everything in Tsushima works in tandem to create a singular vision, in my opinion, and I'd like to see that continue.
The thing that I love as well is that they account for whatever order you play it in. Like, when we both finished it and we were messaging each other and you were like, I did all the side stuff, I made a point of doing that before I went to the next main story thing, whereas I was like, I did less of that, I did a little bit of side stuff, I checked in with those characters, then I went forward, and like, they've written enough dialogue to let you go back to those side people later, and Jin will just address whatever's happened. Like, yeah, we already did that battle, we already did this thing, but I'm still going to help you find your missing partner or whatever it is. And I love that stuff. I love that they address the fact that we're not going to play these games in a specific order. We're not going to necessarily, you know, get all gamey with them, which is like, with, if you're taking the Ubisoft template, that is a series of checkboxes. It is just a full-on checklist to get through. And that was kind of why I bounced off Valhalla, because I was like, oh, it's just another one of these. Whereas I thought with Tsushima, like, alongside all the story stuff and the world design and just playing the little pipe thing, just walking around having the little, playing a little pipe, doing the haiku and stuff, I was like, this is just beautiful. This real serenity in the middle of this violence, it's awesome. But yeah, I wonder like where you go from there, like how you sort of evolve that idea of this naturalistic feel gameplay-wise where everything is being served up to you in whatever order you want, whilst also making sure you still nail this big budget feel where it can still kind of tick the box of being Assassin's Creed in Japan. Yeah. Even though I'd say it's so much more than that, but yeah, potential.
I'm buzzing, man. This is the franchise, and I love, you know me, I'm a Sony shill according to everyone in the comments, but I love every...
the lens of the YouTube comments, yeah.
Yeah, I love every franchise that they've debuted this generation, you know, in the franchise they brought back, like God of War, but Ghost of Tsushima, for me, is the one with the most potential. You know, I love Horizon, even love Days Gone to an extent, but that this game grabbed me in a way those just kind of didn't. Like you said, you know, there was this serenity in the madness violence that just resonated with me so much, and I want to spend more time in this franchise. I want to just see what is capable on PlayStation 5 with a sequel, because for me, Ghost of Tsushima 1 just pushed the boundaries of what the PlayStation 4 could do in the same way that, like, The Last of Us Part 2 did, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't believe that those two games run on that machine, the same machine that, you know, was playing Knack in 2013.
Yeah, the same machine that gave us Killzone Shadowfall also gave us all of these beautiful views in Ghost of Tsushima. So yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below of the idea of a Ghost of Tsushima sequel. What would you include in it, and what sort of things do you want to see from the PlayStation 5 with this general gameplay template? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.